Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's hurt me back there singing.
You just got too soulful on it.
Do you know what?
You really put your back into the soul.
You can just give it too much. You know, when I sing, I really give it welly. Mm. And that welly's usually a kick to my left kidney. Oh, jeez, I'm in awful pain now.
Sure, James Brown was notorious for collapsing on stage, wasn't he? And you've kind of done the same.
Ow! Yeah, that's why he said ow at the beginning of the song.
Precisely.
He'd be limbering up for the beginning of the song. He'd be just about to go on stage. He'd be limbering up. Mm. He'd be doing his stretches.
Yeah, he wore a cape as well before his show, so he'd have the cape on.
It is I Got You, isn't it?
Yeah,
or is I Feel Good?
I think it's I Feel Good, isn't it?
Sure. If we don't get the song right now... Yeah, it's the same song. I Got You, brackets, I Feel Good. So he's limbering up, doing his stretching exercise. He's just about to sing the song and...
I'll be
back! Turns out he didn't feel good at all, poor old James. Oh, sorry about that. That's a terrible start to the show. What have I got for you today? I've got... Remember, the word remember. Again, in song, another song. So a song, remember. I was driving home. I dropped the kids to school this morning in the car. And I was on my way home and I was approaching a junction. And there was a man with his back to me. As I'm approaching, I'm going to be turning left. And he's going to be crossing the road. And instead of doing the thing that you're supposed to do, which is look around, like look left and right before crossing the road, He just walked out in the road because he kind of thought, you know, the car will bounce. The car will bounce off me. So I, of course, brake and stop, do the response. Instead of running him over, I thought, no, I'll give him a pass.
Yeah.
Even though he's after walking out into oncoming traffic.
You wanted to be the bigger person.
Yeah, but it was a beautiful morning. All my windows were down. So he may have heard some unparliamentary language. And he looked over his shoulder at me and I went, remember. And he went, what? And he's getting shirty with me then. Like I could have killed him. He's getting shirty with me.
Yeah.
And I go, remember. And then he tells me to F off in his own parliamentary language. And he walks away. So I start singing, remember.
Remember.
What?
Look for a safe place.
Yes.
Don't hurry, stop and wait.
Three.
Look all around and listen before you cross the road.
With me.
Remember.
Four.
Let all the traffic pass you.
Five.
Then walking straight across you.
Then keep walking.
That's the safe cross code.
Now don't you forget about
Today FM Summer.
Remember.
It would have been a very different show today if you had hit a pedestrian at speed before the show.
I think we would have gotten the full 2 o'clock hour on text.
Definitely a lot of texts in anyway.
Yeah. If I killed someone today, what kind of show would we have? Kind of slower music? Hey, do you want the total on the cash machine?
Yes, please.
41,600. Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding of Miracle. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Very good afternoon to you, Ray Foley on the radio. It's Thursday, we're nearly at the weekend. So I say every Thursday, Friday Eve. It's almost like I hate my job. It's like, oh, we're nearly there, come on, just another day to the weekend. Then the weekend lasts 30 seconds and you're back in, giving out about Monday again. It's like we're in this perpetual cycle. Mm. I mean, something has to change. Something has to change. This has to stop. We need to get out of this cycle.
Is this a cry for help?
It's a cry for help. Help! Help! Is anyone listening? Can anyone help me? We have to stop the cycle. I'm fine. The gang's all here.
Hey-o.
Now. 0874-100-102. Remember?
Remember.
It was a man. He was an adult man. He was in his, I'd say, his 50s. Crossing the road in front of me. Literally in front of me. Earlier on today, so I had to pull on the brakes to stop running him over because he just didn't bother looking before he crossed the road. So I said to him, I sang the word remember. And then he comes back to me to confront me, like at the window of my car because I had the window down. What? I said, remember, with a smile now on my face.
I'd say you love that, didn't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. Sunny day, beautiful sunny day. I'm nearly just run you, I'm nearly just killed you, sir. I don't think I'd kill anyone.
Not by choice, anyway.
Serious, no, I'm saying I probably wouldn't kill him. Because I was probably going slow enough to just injure him.
Right.
I wouldn't have killed him.
Right.
But, sir, I've just nearly run you over. I've nearly just hit you with my car. Now I'm smiling at you. But for the fact that I am a conscientious road user and I pulled on the brakes before running you over, you'd be whinging about me running you over right now.
In many ways, he owed you his health.
You owe me your life, sir. I'm looking out the window, sunshades on, not a care in the world, singing the single word, remember.
What?
I just do it again. Remember. Huh? Remember. And then he tells me to F off, which I thought was very rude. So I just drove on singing the song.
Remember,
one,
look for a safe place.
Two,
don't hurry, stop and wait.
Three,
look all around and listen before you cross the road.
He didn't look all around and listen.
No.
Before he crossed the road. And I suppose that was a great problem. 0874 100 102. It made my day anyway. Caroline's over there. Caroline?
Ray, what? Did you know that that song was sung by Brendan Grace?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Bottler, famous for Bottler and for the Safe Cross Code. Yeah, I knew that. Was there involvement with Judge as well? Judge the Puppet. He was in some way incorporated.
Remember.
Oh, no, don't you do it. I did a better job than you.
Love the show.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Cheers, Caroline. Lots of love. Remember. It actually doesn't start like that. It starts with a bit of a rap at the beginning. Hang on, you ready?
One, two, three. Safe Cross Code. Five, six. Safe cross.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Safe cross code.
Go on, Butler.
Remember,
one,
look for a safe place.
And who else have we got? Peter's over there. Peter.
Ray, just laughing at your remember.
Yeah.
When ever I was in the car with my Alpha when I was younger, and somebody would do that exact thing where they'd walk out and not bother looking up and down.
Mm.
He'd blow the horn, frighten the shite out of him, and then he'd say, are you getting fed up with life or something?
are you just changing it up? I remember a taxi driver saying, he thinks we're all made out of rubber. Taxi driver about some across the road without looking.
Anyway, love the show.
Hey, cheers, Pitara. Do you have any more of them? I could do a few. Adrian's over there with a voice note as well. 0874. Adrian.
Hey, Ray, I was on to you a couple of weeks ago about the car washes. People getting out of their car and buying their ticket, leaving me waiting.
All right, this is... Yeah, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, that people that queue up at the car wash, then get out of the car to go and buy their ticket, and then leave the person behind them then waiting, even though the ticket is bought.
Well, I'm actually at the car wash now, Ray, and the woman in front of me is in the car wash, so I prepaid mine.
Right.
Hers finished, she didn't drive on, and the car wash started again. So now I'm paying for her car wash the second time.
She's going to have a very clean car. How does that work then? Do you need to go back in and say she used mine?
You couldn't write it, Ray.
You couldn't write it, Adrian.
Hey, Ray. What? Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. Right, Taylor Swift, Today FM. Time, we'll do the roll call after this.
Baby, how you feeling?
Lizzo, good as hell, Today FM, playing the music you love. It's Thursday afternoon on Today FM Radio. Raise my name, JP's over there. Let's do a roll call. Who's in, who's out, who just can't stomach the broadcast today? That's fine, that's perfectly fine. Just let us know, just as long as we know.
It's a large body of people.
Just put it in a note, sign it for your mammy or daddy. 0874.
We're not asking for a petition. Like, we don't want people who hate the show to sign
0874 100102, Rob on show. The other one I love is when you allow an idiot to walk across the road in front of your car and they walk in slow motion from Rob. Yeah, the person who doesn't give you the little wave as well. It's like, I'll just let you across and you're not giving me a little or a closed mouth smile. You know, that kind of, thanks for that. Thanks for letting me cross the road. Much obliged. Or the little skippy walk of appreciation.
The half jog.
Which is like, I understand that you've allowed me to cross, so I'm going to do, by way of thanks, I'm going to do a across the road. Rob, I totally understand. Shane's been on. He says, Shane on show, and I quote, a terrible start to the show. That will make it even harder for it to all go downhill till 4:30. How dare you, Shane? The absolute cheek of you. That was a carefully crafted...
The nap!
Oh, some people, I swear to God. Shane, you don't know you're born. I tell you what, Shane. Do you know what? I'll tell you what. Spend 30 seconds and just flick around. And come back to us. Come back to us and see what your options are. This is... it may be the lowest of the low, Shane. But I tell you, it's not much better out there. It's the wild flipping west out there, Shane. And I'm all you got. I'm all that stands between me and all that nonsense out there. This is it, Shane. This is as good as it gets now, Shaney boy. Cheeky you. And Ursula on show, Ray, I went to St. Folia's well. Oh, we were talking about the well, the hay fever well.
That's right.
Wash your face in the well and apparently sorts out your hay fever. In Roscommon for the hay fever. I'll keep you posted if it works. Love the show. Hey, from Ursula. Yeah, Ursula, will you text us and let us know or record a voice note or over the next couple of days? How soon is it supposed to work?
I think, wasn't there a lady on the day we were talking about? She took her son.
Yeah.
He washed his face twice in it, or three times in it, and it worked instantly.
Straight away.
Straight away.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And is that Jesus then, or is it the saint himself?
That'd be Jesus. Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, the saint gets the power from Jesus.
Interesting. Isn't that fascinating? And Caroline on show in Offaly. Ray, never mind your near miss with that pedestrian this morning. I was hit by lightning this week. And I still went to work today. Caroline and Offaly. Our listeners, I tell you, the things they would rather do than listen to this. Hit by lightning. Let me call Caroline. Hang on one.
I think Caroline has one-upped everyone with that one.
You win, Caroline. Yeah. You win. I'm putting on line two. Oh, hang on. Sorry. Oh, it's ringing now.
Yeah,
it's
ringing.
Sorry.
Hello.
Hello, Caroline.
How are you?
Caroline Blake, it's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you? Never mind me, you were hit by lightning.
I was, and I survived.
It turns out you are electric. You're electrifying.
I am, Sparky.
That's your new nickname. Have you got chills, and are they multiplying? Are you losing control? What happened?
I was after being in work, went home to make a cup of coffee. And the lights was going on and going off, and eventually I got it. And as I was putting the spoon down into the sink, the whole thing just blew up like somebody welding over the sink. Is the only way I could describe it.
So, hang on, you weren't outside because you weren't like standing in the garden or in a field or anything. You're inside.
No, I was inside in the house.
Wow,
when it all happened, yeah.
So you were saying the lights were going on and off.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was kind of, was it just like a flickering, or were they going off properly? Like,
yeah, just going off. Every time you flick on the kettle, it was coming on, going off, and I said, "Oh, I'm never going to get a cup of coffee at this stage." So eventually, I got it, and just stirring the cup, just about to put the spoon down into the sink, and the whole sink just came alive, and there was like a big white flash, and I could hear all this electricity buzzing, and next thing I could see all these prongs, and next thing it just stuck to me. Shoved me back a bit on the floor, and basically I'm alive to tell the tale. I knew then, at that stage, I had been struck through the sink.
And how did it come through the sink? It must have hit something outside, did it?
It hit the outdoor tap outside,
oh,
and it travelled
God.
Through. That's
wow.
What happened. Yeah.
So it wouldn't have hit. I'm thinking now, you know, Back to the Future or whatever, Doc, and Back to the Future when the lightning strikes. But maybe it doesn't work that way. But that, like, it had hit earlier, and it was just waiting for you to touch the sink, I suppose. Is that?
It could have had. I don't know. It happened so quickly. That's what I said to everyone. I said it happened so quickly and ended. But for me, it just seemed to go on, you know, and I got such a fright, and I was crying, and I was kind of disorientated. I didn't know what was happening. So I rang my husband, and he said, "I'm coming home straight away." And as I just put down the phone, my daughter came in, and she put a plan into action. She said, "Oh, my God, ma'am, I'd have to get you to a doctor." And I went, no, I'm okay. She said, "No, one side of your face is red, and your arm was red."
Oh, my God. So it was like she could see it in you.
Yeah, she could see the redness. But I'm not actually burnt. I only have one burn mark, like I stick my arm to an iron. And I have another one on my side, which I didn't notice when I had gone into the doctor's and said, "No, I'm not burnt. I said, I'm fine." But
so you went to the doctor. So the doctor then took a look at you.
I did.
And what did the doctor say?
She was amazed because she said I was the first person she ever had that had been struck with lightning. She'd never dealt with this before.
That's incredible. And you're feeling, you went to work today?
I did. I went back to work today.
Okay, you lunatic.
I know.
you wanted a cup of coffee. Forget your coffee, forget your Red Bull. You're like the Duracell bunny. You're fully charged.
Yes, I'm fully charged now for the year.
What are the odds? JP was looking up the odds. What are the odds?
I googled it. One in Ireland, 1 in 10 million.
1 in 10 million, God. Caroline.
Oh, it would have to be me, wouldn't it?
This is bad luck. But you're feeling okay. You're going to do the lottery. You should do the cash machine before 3 o'clock. How much is on the cash machine? There's like 41,661 euro and 43 cents.
Oh my god!
It's pretty good odds. If you're the likelihood of being hit by lightning. She's fair play. Well, as long as you're feeling all right. So it was the spoon touching the sink, and then that conducted it up.
Yeah, and the whole thing, it was just like an explosion in the kitchen. That's the only way I could describe it to you.
And is everything working at home now?
Himself. Yeah, the hubby checked everything out, and he says everything seems to be working.
And is he working?
He's working.
He's fully functional, right? That's okay. And as long as he's minding you and taking care of you after, it must have been an awful fright.
He is. And the two girls, Amanda and Jessica, were absolutely brilliant. So they were.
Right, okay. Well, listen, take care of yourself.
You've
won the lotto in more ways than one, but spin the wheel on everything you can and give everything you can a go, because you're clearly a very lucky lady. Thanks so much.
That's what everyone said anyway.
very lucky. Thanks so much for taking the call, Caroline. And
no problem at all, guys.
Mind yourself and stay away from that sink. Make sure he makes you the cup of coffee in your future. Yeah,
definitely. They can treat me now.
Yeah, exactly. Look after you. Cheers, Caroline. All the best. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. That's amazing.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
Of course, this leaves us with a bit of a dilemma. Do we play Oasis, She's Electric, or AC/DC, Thunderstruck?
There's Grace Lightning.
Oh, of course.
There's any number, any suggestions, 0874-100-102. That's a very radio bit, actually. We talk to a lady who's been struck by lightning and then ask you to send in your song suggestions. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, guys.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. On the show we
today, FM playing the music you love. Harry Styles and Adore You. We're talking to Sparky a couple of minutes ago. It's her new nickname, Caroline, who was struck by lightning. Lives near Burren, County Offaly. Struck by lightning in her kitchen yesterday. Unbelievable. She's all right, by the way. She was in hospital. She was having the chats with us. Lovely lady. Good laugh as well. Pat's over there this afternoon, 0874-100-102. Patrick?
Lads.
Yeah?
That story is shocking.
You're right. Aoife also texted. She said, wasn't Caroline well able to conduct herself in that interview?
Hello.
loads of votes in. 0874-100-102. And I thought it was a given that it was going to be AC/DC, but a massive amount of votes for Electric Six, Danger High Voltage. Like loads and loads of them. Eddie's been on. There's no names on those ones. Lads, it has to be Plug In Baby by Muse for the electrocuted lady from Sheila. Grease Lightning, I'd love. I'm normally craving a bit of rock, but I could do with it some Grease right now from Ian. Flash Dance by Irene Cara, great shout as well.
Oh,
it has to be Lightning Bolt by Jake Bug from Terry, another great shout. What was the one? She's Electric by Oasis. Electric Six, High Voltage again. But by a country mile, I mean, there'd be riots in the streets if we didn't play this. For everyone that asked for us, AC/DC. This is Thunderstruck. You're on Today FM. AC/DC on Today FM. Play the music you love. Thunderstruck for Caroline Blake, who was struck by lightning. Yesterday, she's grand. Oh, well, South Carolina, that's a lot. Well, she wasn't thunderstruck, she was lightning struck. I mean, I mean pernickety. I mean a pedantic pass there, but splitting hairs. Lovely. From prizes, I got prizes. Yeah. I'll take that as a yes. Every day this week, we're giving you the chance to upgrade your barbecue game with thanks to Rathwood, Ireland's award-winning outdoor living brand. Discover the largest collection of outdoor furniture and barbecues in Ireland across their 21 stores. They've got stylish sofas and dining and bistro sets made to withstand the unpredictable Irish weather. You can check out their stores, 21 stores across the country for a 10-year guarantee or more at rathwood.com if you want to shop online. Today we've got an Oxford four-seat set for outdoors, combining comfort and style. It's got four seats. So you're going to need four bums for those four seats.
Yeah.
Okay? Or you can have two bums and you can put your feet up on the other two. It's really up to yourself what you do with them. Designed with luxury all-weather rattan and thick cast aluminium frames. It's a perfect match for the Irish outdoors. All right, we've got our leprechaun friend.
Hello, monsieur. Bonjour.
Bonjour, sir.
Come on, callez-vous.
Yeah.
I am your friend.
Yeah.
I've briefly forgotten my name.
I can't believe you forgot your own name. Patio Furniture.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. Patio Furniture.
Yeah, that's right.
I am a very outdoorsy sort of leprechaun type. I'm here once again to tell you what I'm up to outside.
Yeah.
Do you know what, Ray?
What, Paddy? What is it?
I've been struggling to think of things that people do outside.
Really?
I mean, we've had the outdoor cooking a pizza outside.
Yeah, with the pizza.
And then I've been in the paddling pool. And then I was in the paddling pool again
twice
yesterday.
Yeah.
But I've been struggling to... Oh, wait a minute. I have one.
Do you have one for today then? A fresh outdoor activity?
Yeah, okay. I'm digging up this... Look at the... What's that? That's a thistle and an old pista bed. I'll dig them up now.
Right.
And I'll put down a bit of mulch.
Mulch. Yeah, mulch.
And I'll prune my hydrangeas.
Snip them there, yeah.
And I'll give that a little bit of a snip there. And that's lovely. No, that's something I could be doing. I'm doing it out the south side, out the garden here.
Yeah.
But what am I doing?
What's he doing today? Guess. Text 0874 100102. Tell us your name.
Yes, I tell you, it was touch and go there for a minute.
It was. Well, you did fine in the end, Paddy, in fairness. Come back to us then with the answer.
All right, I'll come back in a few minutes and I'll give you the right answer. Good luck.
0874 100102.
Ray Foley.
Getting to win this afternoon.
With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you
Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hello, it's Ray Foley in and on. JP joins me. How are you? I'm feeling great. Another sunny day out there. An opportunity to enjoy the back garden. Actually, if you got a bum, I've got a seat. In fact, I've got four seats, so you can get three other bums as well to join you with our fantastic prize from Rathwood, Ireland's award-winning outdoor living brand. Discover the largest collection of outdoor furniture and barbecues in Ireland across their 21 stores or online on their website at rathwood.com. It's the Oxford four-seat set combining comfort and style. The perfect outdoor dining set. It's a set for four, though. It's worth remembering. If there's five, you can just forget it. We're talking to our leprechaun friend a couple of minutes ago. Let's take a call. One second. Oh, you need to identify what's the outdoor activity. It's ringing. What's the outdoor activity that our leprechaun friend Patio Furniture was up to?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
This is John.
Hello, John. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM.
Jeez, Ray, how are you?
Jesus, John, I'm only all right. All the better for speaking to you. Where in the world are you, John?
I'm in the store at the moment. I'm from Tralee.
Okay, and you need garden furniture?
I could do a garden furniture.
John, this is a personal question. How many arses do you have, John?
I have one big one.
One big one. You can spread it. Is it big enough to spread across four chairs, John?
Not that big.
Not that big. Have you got anyone who might share then?
Oh, yes, I have. I have a wife and a child who would help me.
Oh, in that case, plenty of arses to go around. let me catch you. Let's check in with Paddy once again.
Hello there. Yeah, it's my pleasure to be back on. Yes, delighted. Yep. Thrilled.
Lovely.
I'll recap for you if you like.
Okay, go on.
I'm digging, I'm planting, I'm trimming and pruning. What am I doing?
What's he doing, John?
He's gardening.
You win!
Yay! Thank you very much.
Well done! You're a winner today!
Yeah.
Thrilled and delighted!
Go on,
Isaac. Goodbye!
Go on. Okay. He's gone, John. It's okay. We're clear again from Paddy. Well done. He's gardening. He was out doing a bit of spotted gardening. You won the patio furniture. Well done, sir.
Thank you very much.
Not a bother at all. Listen, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, and Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
You have to say. You have to say I wasn't giving you prizes. You're obligated. Listen, enjoy the summer. Congratulations.
Thank
all the
you
best.
Very much.
Cheers, brother. Bye. Pink. This is Today FM. What if we just fall? What if we just fall? You nailed it. Today FM playing the music you love, Pink and Trust Falls. That's it. Pink and Trust. Pink and Trust. Pink and Trust. Oh, you weren't great in the second round. You weren't great. Shocking. Hello, this is Today FM. I'm Ray. There's JP.
Hi.
And I want to get Kira on as well, actually, because coming up on the weekend, what are we going to be watching? What are we watching on the big and the small screen? Ladies and gentlemen.
Boys and girls, here we go.
She's Kira King. There's Kira King.
Hello, you guys.
Hello, lady.
What's up?
Very little up. How's Galway? How's Connemara? I'd say the sun is splitting. It's sunny on the east coast today, but every time I say that, people start whinging, saying, oh no, it's lashing rain here. What's it like there?
Sometimes I find when it's sunny in Dublin, it's grey in Connemara. And then when it's sunny in Connemara, it's grey in Dublin. And today we have that perfect example. It's actually grey, but it's really warm. Like, I'm sweating buckets.
Heavy, very heavy, mm-hmm. very, very close. I saw a lovely photograph of one of your beaches there in Roundstone yesterday. I was like, top places, top 10 places, one of these influencer. You know, 10 photos to visit, places you have to visit before you die in Ireland. And one of them was that your double-sided bay. What's it called there? Your beach there.
Dog's Bay.
Dog's Bay. Shocking. Mm-hmm. I had no idea it was in Roundstone. And I've been there.
Are you serious? Because yeah. It's all over every Instagram page that ever existed. I actually think people just come to the beach now because of Instagram. Do you know?
Yeah, just get their photograph taken. But bring the drone. Take the photos, take the videos, and where
you go. Do you know who was there last year, actually? It's always a surprise when you see, because obviously I'm so familiar with that beach because I've been going to it since I was a kid. Mm. Jane Seymour.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
There she was. Well, actually, I would know her more from Dr. Queen Medicine Woman.
Yeah, of course.
And it's just so weird when you see really famous people in a really familiar place to you in your locality, you know? Yeah. Anyway.
She did something with Amy Huberman there recently in Ireland. She was filming in Ireland.
Yeah, she was.
Right. Let's say we've got loads to talk about, actually, this week. There's loads of great movies on. Great TV. One of your TV picks is Black Mirror. This has been running and running. Charlie Brooker is sort of it's a technology based horror. Tell us a little bit about Black Mirror from your point of view first of all, because you're excited, I know.
I am excited about this. Black Mirror is back. It's been gone for 4 years. Does anybody realise that?
Well, I suppose pandemic and all, yeah.
Had
he stopped or was he coaxed back into it? Had he given up?
I think he's stopped and he was always going to come back. But obviously then the pandemic caused, you know, different problems. For those that don't know what Black Mirror is, it's kind of a dystopian look at life, and it basically holds up a mirror to everything that is wrong in society, and technology is heavily involved with it. You don't have to have watched all the episodes in a row to know what's going on with Black Mirror. They're all like standalone episodes. And Charlie Brooker, this is just a heads up, he has said that these are some of the bleakest stories that they've ever done in this particular series, which is series 6. So if you're not in the mood for the mirror to be held up to society, perhaps avoid it, but also we've waited 4 years for it. And it's so, so good. I've watched it all, so I can give you my take on what episodes I think you should start with to kind of ease yourself back into it.
Because you don't have to watch them in order. That was going to be my complaint about it, because I'm so accustomed to linear television that one episode finishes, I'm binging. I'm going to watch 3 episodes a night. We're going to lash through this entire series in a week. It's weird to me to go, will we just spend an hour and a half watching a Black Mirror instead? And very often we go, no, because you can't get into it. Once you watch it, it's over. I suppose it's like watching a film. You need to dedicate yourself to it. And then some are better than others. So some are. But they've got an amazing cast. Like they have incredible stars.
Cast.
Yeah. Which ones are your favourites then?
To ease yourself back into Black Mirror, I'd start with the first episode. Joan is awful. The episode stars Annie Murphy. You know, she was in Schitt's Creek. And Salma Hayek. And it's about a woman who realizes that a global streaming service have basically gotten the rights to stream her life and all of her secrets. And there is literally nothing that she can do about it. So it's, you know, putting a magnifying glass on all those terms and conditions that we don't bother to read when it comes to apps or tech companies or global streaming services or whatnot. It's very funny. The second one I would watch is Maisie Day. It's episode 4. And it's about a celebrity photographer in the early noughties. You know, when... Okay, I'm going to take you right back to when Britney Spears has been absolutely harassed by the paparazzi. Yeah.
Okay.
She desperately wants to get out of the job because she outed a celebrity and that ended up ruining their life. And then she's given the chance to do one last shoot and you're just going, oh no, something horrendous is going to happen here. And the third episode I'd say to watch is Lock Henry. And it's set in Scotland, which is stunning. And it's about a couple that go and they're there to record a nature documentary, but they end up recording a true crime documentary, which again, over the last couple of years, what have we all been doing? We've been binging
on the true crime documentaries.
So it's kind of putting a light on that. Like, if you're going to sit in discomfort because you're going to sit there and realise that as a society, we're allowing all of this to happen all around us. But the writing, the acting, the cast, excellent. And I just haven't watched something as clever on television in a really long time.
Do you want to know what I only recently learned and it blew my mind?
Go on.
Black Mirror is that, JP.
It's your phone when it's switched off or locked.
It's your phone screen. We're all looking at these black mirrors all day on our trains and our buses and at home and bed. We're all on the black mirror. We're all looking at the phone screen.
I will say too, the last couple of series have been very much about your phone will kill you. This series is kind of less that.
It's just everything else will kill you.
Everything else, guys, yeah.
Right, this might kill you as well, actually, because honest to God, looking at this trailer, it looks absolutely cat. It's the Take That movie. It's called Greatest Days. Have a listen. Have a
swear listen. On the bun. We're never going to lose touch.
Win tickets to see your favourite boy band reunite in Athens. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Do you know who you're going to take with you to see the boys?
It's 25 years. We've come a long way. But we're not too sure where we've been.
Tighten your bra straps, girls.
Oh, I'm nervous and a bit sweaty.
Let's do this.
So this is the Take That musical film. This is sort of along the lines of the ABBA or Mamma Mia, the ABBA thing.
It kind of is. I have to ask the TV both questions. Are you into musicals?
Some make me go, yeah.
Are you into the songs of Take That?
Some of them. I'd say half of them.
Okay. Yeah. Are you into getting to understand teenage girls and their infatuation with boy bands?
Not particularly.
This is not for me.
Okay, right. This is going to be a hard sell then, but I'll tell you something. Okay. The film, it's based on the musical of the same name, all right? And we are taken back to 1993, and there's a bunch of five girls, and they're having the time of their life at their favourite boy band concert. 25 years later, they're reunited to a very corny radio competition, which I actually loved as a radio person. I think the two of you would appreciate as well, obviously. And their lives have changed massively. A lot of tragedy has occurred and they're just trying to kind of figure it all out while going to the reunion tour of their favourite boy band.
Right.
Ashley and B is in it.
I take that the boy band. I mean, is that a spoiler? I mean, it's not Take That Music.
It's all based around Take That Music, but no, Take That or Never, they're called The Boys. That's what they're called throughout the whole movie.
Okay.
I found that a little bit disconcerting when I was watching it. They do make a cameo. Three members of Take That do make a cameo, which meant nothing to me with that.
Do all the boys pay all of their taxes?
Now, here's what I feel about this. I feel like the gals are going to love it. I think if you're looking for something feel good and nostalgic, and if you love to take that, you see, I think I was a couple of years too late for the whole kind of craziness that came with Take That.
Oh,
I was
so more young. You're very young.
I'm so young, guys.
You're more of a BTS guy, really, aren't you?
I'm so into BTS. Yeah. Oh my God. No, I was more Boyzone and the Spice Girls. So I was just a couple of years too late for the, because I remember watching programs and girls were like bawling on the television when Take That broke up.
Yeah, even though it's not necessary, does it ring any bells in terms of your fandom of those other acts though? I mean, or even that time of your life of being into pop music and following your stars.
So well, with the five teenage girls, it's very funny, it's very quirky. Now, it's about 30 minutes too long and I cringed my eyeballs out at certain parts of it without a shadow of a doubt. But did I cry? Yes, I did. I also cried, but I laughed. Aisling Bea is in this. She plays a nurse called Rachel O'Sullivan. I'm probably getting that wrong. Sorry, I actually had it written down somewhere. And she's Aisling Bea in it. She's quirky, she's funny, and she has this ability to play kind of a tragic character as well.
Yeah. Okay.
As I said, I think it's one for the gals to go and see this.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be going. But you know what? Go and enjoy yourself. And similarly with Mamma Mia, it's one of these sort of event things. Go along, go sing in the aisles, enjoy yourselves. It's one for the fans. It's called Greatest Days. And it's from, it features the songs of Take That. Watch this.
Amazing.
Lizzie.
Unbelievable.
And she was just singing it.
Never forget this, right?
Oh, Kira, you nailed it. Can we do one more? Let's do the flash after this. This is Today FM. Take that and never forget. This is Today FM, playing the music you love and the movie. The Take That movie is called Greatest Days. We're chatting to Kira King about that a couple of minutes ago. Kira's still with us. Hello, madam.
Hello.
We don't have much time for this next one, so we better get it done in a flash.
Oh, Ray, you. What are you like? Okay, so we're going to talk about Flash. It's the big one. It's out in the cinema tomorrow, and it is Barry Allen, played by Ezra Miller, and it picks up where the Justice League left off, and he's trying to save his family by travelling back in time, but then his attempt to change the past alters the future, and he becomes trapped in a reality in which General Zod, played by Michael Shannon, has returned.
Oh, right, because he was the original Superman bad guy, yeah.
Yes, and speaking of original Supermans and Batmans, Michael Keaton is back in the suit after 30 years. That would entice me to go and see it.
I've got the trailer. This is, of course, the superhero you're familiar with, The Flash. Before we listen to the trailer, I haven't listened to it, okay? But I'm betting that there are loads of those in it. Are there?
Safe bet.
No. Let's have a listen. This is The Flash, out this weekend.
Straight out of the gate.
Okay. So you're saying you could travel back in time?
Two.
But Bruce, I can fix things.
Three.
I can save people. I can save my mom. I can save your parents.
Four.
You could destroy everything.
All trailers are just basically
oh, it's the truth though, isn't it?
I should do this for a living.
There is some production company, I'm convinced, who pumps out the trailers and they just lump in those bongs and whooshes.
We have to set stop Zod. It's the single greatest threat to humanity since the last time Zod attacked the planet. There's only one person we can call. Superman? No, The Flash. All right, chef. So is it any good? Now, everyone's talking about it for the wrong reasons. Huge drama off screen.
You see this, that Ezra Miller, like, he's been involved in an awful lot of controversy. He was arrested twice in Hawaii, first for drunken disorderly conduct, then harassment for second degree assault. Recently, he's been charged with felony. There's allegations of him grooming an 18-year-old in America. So there's a lot of controversy surrounding Ezra Miller. But I heard that this movie cost around $200 million to produce in the end. So I'm not surprised that it is obviously in the cinemas tomorrow and that Ezra Miller did make his first appearance on the red carpet talking about the movie, but obviously not the allegations.
What is Ezra Miller's pronouns currently? Is it they? Sorry, you've been saying he the entire time.
Sorry. Oh, God, Ray.
you're grand. See, here's the thing. I'll go they, and then I'll say he, and I'm like, I'm the worst ally. I do my best, but you get it wrong sometimes. Mm-hmm. So he's on they. Is it any good, though? They've pumped so much cash into this that it needs to go well.
I think that the DC kind of comic movie world has been just a little bit cursed as of late, and they can throw $200 million at it, but this could be a flash in the pan.
Hello. Well played. Yeah. Well played. Do you know what?
I'm wrecked. Oh, I'm wanting to get that out. Wrecked, but anyway.
It was a speedy review in the end. Anything else worth covering in terms of the Flash? I'm just waiting for the cash machine to pipe through here. We've got everything covered pun-wise anyway, yeah?
We've got everything covered pun-wise, but I think that people don't really care anymore about what actors are doing off screen. I think people are still, if they're fans of the whole DC world, they're still going to go and see this movie.
Okay, fair enough. It's called The Flash and it's out this weekend, and I'll be going. The ticket price alone will be the Michael Keaton appearance as my original Batman from 1990. Kira King, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, guys.
Lovely pleasure. Go and enjoy Ryan Roundstone, and we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Today FM Summer.
Oh my God, love Kira King. Everyone loves Kira. It's ridiculous. Easily the nicest person. Her movies again were The Flash and Greatest Days, that was called?
Greatest Days, yeah.
Greatest Days. Ray, I'm going to see Greatest Days in the cinema tonight. I cannot wait. Mostly because I'm dragging my husband along as he kept me awake snoring all last night from Amanda. I love our revenge movie, Amanda. Let's go.
Today FM's Summer of Music You Love.
Steele and Pompey playing the music you love. This is Today FM and sending you to the artists you love as well. Today FM's summer of music you love continues. Loads of gigs, loads of tickets, and loads of excellent winners across the summer. You can be going to The Killers, George Ezra, Lewis Capaldi, Florence and the Machine, Texas, Kaleidoscope Festival, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Tom Grennan. Texas are the band, by the way, not the
state.
Not the state.
No.
Listen out for us printing your tickets on Today FM's Summer of Music You Love. Once the tickets are printing, start texting in your name and where you're from. 0874 100102. I should have a winner of tickets on the show this afternoon, and I'm playing the Superman Lovers on the way.
Ray Foley.
Texas and I don't
want to
love
her.
This is Today FM playing the music you love. Texas playing 26th of June, Trinity College, Dublin. And we've played all of their, I think, do you know what, we've done a week of Texas's greatest hits at this stage. Mm. Are there any Texas songs still left? I really do want to play Summer Sun. It wasn't there, the remake, the dance remix. Summer Sun. Are you all right?
I'm grand.
You're looking at me now like...
I'm thinking about the dance remix you just mentioned there, Ray.
Wasn't there a dance remix version of Summer Sun that I was playing? Oh, funky. Hi. Hello. Hi, my name is Ray.
Hi. You're new here.
I haven't seen you here before. Are you here on your own?
Do you want to dance?
Are you single and ready to mingle? I'm tired of story. Not interested. Okay, fine, fair enough.
Let's go. Today FM's come on. Summer of Music You Love.
Remind me to play that tomorrow because I want to play the dance remix, Summer Sun. Texas performing in Trinity College in Dublin. As part of Today FM's Summer of Music You Love, we're sending you to the biggest gigs in Ireland across the summer. Has anyone texted on this?
Lots of people, yeah.
Try me to ring one of them.
Do you not have a number?
I do over there.
I'd like you to ring the number then.
Oh,
for God's sake.
You're being pure odd on me today.
I'm going to teach you how to suck eggs.
Teach your granny how to suck eggs.
It's ringing. That's Wicklow.
Oh, who am I ringing?
Michelle. That's Michelle's phone.
Still ringing.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, madame. It's Michelle. Get off Michelle.
French Michelle.
Madame.
Good afternoon,
enchanté.
Gentlemen.
Enchanté. How are you, madam?
I am in flying form. You're keeping me well entertained this afternoon, Mr. Foley.
Are you sure you're listening to the right show? Are you sure it's Today FM you're listening to, isn't it?
I know, no, you're hit and miss now. There are some days when I have to turn you off.
Sorry, did you say hit and miss?
Hit and miss.
Hit.
Mostly
hit.
Miss.
Okay. Hit.
Yeah. Hit and miss with the rotten eggs. So you're in Wicklow. Where in the world are you?
I'm in Aucrim, County Wicklow.
Oh, very good. And are you a Texas fan?
I am a Texas fan. Charlene Spiteri. I love her voice.
Well done. She's a legend. Would you like to go?
Did you like that? I knew the lead singer's name. That was good proof.
That's
yeah.
It. Clang. She dropped that one in. Yeah. It's not a test run, Michelle. I mean, you still get the tickets just for texting in. You didn't need to know the name.
Okay.
Texas are performing at Trinity College in Dublin on the 26th of June. Will you be free?
I will be, absolutely.
Well, in that case, two tickets for you, madam. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, thanks for taking the call. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the gig.
Ray.
Yeah.
Before you go.
Yeah.
It's Margot
Manchot. Hey. Well, Gora Margot.
Slong.
Bye. Well, she's enjoying herself this afternoon anyway. Enrique Iglesias and Escape. This is Today FM. This is Today FM. My God. Aura, Fat Boy Slim, and praising you. This is Today FM. Do you know what? I have to praise you for enduring this guff for the last 2.5 hours. Oh, I tell you, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Thank you so much for putting up with us, and do come back tomorrow for further endurance between 2 and 4.30. So much we didn't get to do on the show today. We didn't get to do Schmeichel Keaton, where we unveil the newest podcast to join the Go Loud Network. It'll be co-hosted by Man United legend Peter Schmeichel and Hollywood star Michael Keaton. They're going to be just chatting. The podcast, like, talk about their famous pals.
Just banter, you know, between the two boys.
Podcast bants. That's Shemichael Keaton. We didn't get to do we didn't get to do Sophie Trellis-Bexter, where Murder on the Dance Floor singer Sophie Ellis-Bexter tells us she's got a side hustle putting up garden trestles in Sophie Trellis-Bexter. And we didn't get to do Greatest Days, where, inspired by the Take That musical Greatest Days, we rank our fave celebs named Day.
Oh.
Who's the greatest day? Actress Doris Day? Yeah. Golfer Jason Day?
Ooh.
Or is it star of TV and musicals Darren Day?
It's Darren Day.
Find out tomorrow afternoon. Great news, the last word is on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.